Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bring the temperature down, down low. I'll go deep, 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 deep into my bag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. All righty. Niners, they covered.
Yeah, 7.5.
It doesn't feel that way.
Wow, that's look at E.
Hey, by the way, Trayvon Morig, game suspension for hitting
what are you
Juwan
doing?
Juwan Jennings.
Juwan was Jennings in the family Sunbelt jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Leave those alone now.
By the way, hey, listen to this.
When Brock threw the third pick, did you at all consider going to Matt considering how well he'd been playing?
No.
There's no coach on earth. Bill Walsh, rest in peace, would have said yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's, don't talk about that. Yeah.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Buyer's remorse.
What about Gene? Just measured. One of our great callers from Oakland calls in and like he was ready to move on. Wasn't yelling and fighting and fussing. Just...
Yeah, so's Harry.
Is Harry there?
Yeah, Harry thinks Jones is, Matt Jones is better than Purdy.
And Squirt sent me a text out. He said, please. He had Purdy as a 6 on the scale 1 to 10.
All right. We had him at a 6.5.
I had him at 7.5.
Well, of course.
Dude, you
let me do this right.
Yeah.
Purdy or Dak Prescott?
Well, now some things have changed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But under the tutelage of Kyle, okay. I take Dak.
And then what if, just hypothetically, what if Mac Jones were the Cowboys' backup?
I still will go with
Mac. Oh! Yeah.
Well, Kyle is the constant. Kyle's the constant. If you know, this is he's the quarterback dude.
Interesting.
Look at what he's did.
So it is about Mac. In your mind, which is fine.
What you mean? It's about Mac.
You think, well, I don't want to put words
in
your mouth.
I remember Film on Mike and I got into it over just the arm strength.
Yeah, I was.
I think I won
Team
that.
Mike there.
But it was, I won that. And that's why I was enamored. Steiny, everybody's calling in. There's no zip on these passes.
No, remember, actually, it was a tough day for you, remember?
No, I won that. It was one of my best days. I know.
No, remember, that's the day that you got backed so much into a corner that you said, oh, Joe Montana, he could throw bombs.
I don't know what videos are you watching. Jerry Rice is the greatest. Anyway.
Man, he would take a 30-yard pass to the house.
I am concerned about why a no zip is on these passes. And that could be a byproduct, and they're not using the toe. But that was the one difference between Mac Jones. I mean, it matters, Donnie. So maybe
he
can
mobility.
Get out of this funk, yeah. I mean, do you remember what the second interception? Purdy had nothing but open terrain.
Stop it.
Just had three throws you'd love to take back. They're all three good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hair late on them. And when you're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them. And he threw it behind him, and all three guys made him pay.
Can I be honest about this? I don't care if it was execution
or
a bad
you.
Decision. Here's
Hello.
What I'm going to say.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot of people say they had no problem with the decision. I heard a lot of fans say that, too. So... like, I don't make a distinction between whether it was a bad decision or bad execution. A pick's a pick. And he threw three of them.
Well,
in a
it's
half.
Like the school, Stoney. Norm would, oh, I got a high F. You got 50 or 59. It's still an F. 57.
What I'm saying,
that's how I look at it.
What I'm saying
it's
is.
It's bad. It's a mistake.
Right. But what I'm saying is I'm not saying, oh, yeah, those were definitely three bad decisions. Like, I don't know. I hear the head coach saying they weren't bad decisions. I've heard a lot of fans say they weren't bad decisions. He just didn't get the ball there quick enough. Like, so I don't make
but
a distinction.
But it's still a problem. As to why, that can vary to whoever you ask. It's still, you look at the ledger, three picks is not good.
Exactly. Yeah. Who cares? Like, I don't care. Why?
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Now, some are tipped, and then, you know, the lineman makes a good play. You're kind of this buzzard luck. But these throws were just, I expect more from Brock. How about that? And I think a lot of people in the building did.
Hey, on Thanksgiving Day, which is Thursday, we're going to bring you the Chiefs-Cowboys at 1 o'clock. Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, as you're eating your Thanksgiving feast. Chiefs-Cowboys, 1 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 95.7 The Game. You got the text line? No, never mind.
Yeah.
Guru. Oh, we got the other guru in Stockton.
Oh, yeah, our guy. Real
hey,
name.
Other guru. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
I love you guys, man. For real, man.
Love you, too.
Thank you, sir. Hey, fellas. So just, I feel like, you know, everyone that's calling in and talking about Brock Purdy this week, about, oh, we got to get rid of him. Where were you last week? You know what I mean? Stop. Like, seriously, you know, here's the thing is that at least Brock Purdy, the interceptions that he threw were at least more than 10 yards down the field.
Mm.
He's going for the big play, fellas, okay? Like, there's a difference between throwing a flat, you know? We've seen it before. Jimmy G, those Jimmy G no throws, like, that don't even get you the first yard, the first down, and they intercept that, brother. You know, at least he's going for the big play. Which is what we want, right? We don't want. Mac Jones was good, man. You know, like I, at least I know that he's gonna get a good. You know, if people want him, we could trade him and get a good round, maybe third round pick for him, which is great. But you know, our guy is Brock Purdy. He's going for the big plays. We won. Give Robert Saleh his credit because he held down that offense that got, what, almost 400 or 500 yards last week. They're not a bad team, okay?
No,
you know, just, hey,
worse than
we
that.
Got the W. Let's move forward, fellas, all right? I love you guys, man.
All right, Guru, let's move forward.
Oh, yeah, that Guru. Like, this is Mac's show. He's going to get him in or not. And you got to be better than yesterday. That's all. Because he wasn't as consistent or better than he was in Arizona. Remember, he was like, oh, that pass to kill. He was balling.
Go ahead. He's got to be better than he's been in the last 20 games.
Now, you know what? I just thought of something. Shame on me for damn near 3 hours and didn't bring it up. You came down, or you tried to come down my road when I talked about the performance against the Arizona Cardinals. And I said, Steiny, he threw a couple no throws. They were dropped.
Hmm.
Now, if you want to hit the rewind button, maybe there were signs on those throws, which were bad decisions. And then now in this game, he throws three picks, which are three bad decisions. Just a guy held on to it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it is so funny that we think our quarterback is the only quarterback where the other team has an interception but doesn't make the play. It happens to every quarterback.
All day, every day.
Thank you.
But the ones that stink, they throw picks. That becomes who they are. Jimmy threw picks, right?
Did he? What's
at the end? Yeah.
Show me his numbers. He's show me his touchdown interception.
The street's got a saying for him, a phrase. The Jimmy no throws.
Yeah, I think that's stupid.
You've never said that.
You're right, because I think it's a stupid concept. Because that's a stupid concept because that's making an assumption that every time a quarterback throws the ball, it's going to be perfect. It's not. Some are going to be right on the money. Some are not. Some are going to be in the middle. DJ Gravy is in Richmond.
The Rich.
Really? We got a DJ Gravy.
You know what it is, man. It's all gravy. Hey, Dave, speaking of gravy, man, happy turkey day.
Yes, sir.
Back at you, baby.
Yeah. So Steiny, you had a wonderful question that I really want to answer. You said, when did Purdy turn into a turnover machine?
Yeah. Oh, no.
He got the contract about every practice. He throws at minimum two interceptions, at minimum. And it's been like that for a long time. So to answer your question, he's been a turnover machine. Now, one name that I could give him that's very similar to Jimmy G, I'm going to start calling him Purdy G, because Jimmy G also used to throw at minimum two interceptions per camp, per training camp, per practice. So, I mean, that's why I'm really high on Mac Jones, because Mac doesn't get his balls tipped on the line. Mac has a stronger arm. So, I mean, just to answer your question, Purdy's been a turnover machine since we first knew him.
Gotcha. Hey, DJ, thanks for the call, buddy. You have a great Thanksgiving, too.
So he said when he signed, huh?
So funny.
What?
So funny what you come up with when you just do a little research, when you check your work. So isn't this funny? Well, first of all, Jimmy Garoppolo in 2019, 27 touchdowns, 13 picks. It's better than Purdy last year.
About one.
Here's the one that's interesting.
Well, no, go ahead.
2021. Jimmy Garoppolo. Tell me if this sounds familiar. In 2021, Jimmy Garoppolo. Let me repeat myself. Tell me if this sounds familiar. He had 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
Purdy last year.
Oh, boy. That's exactly like Brock Purdy last year.
But what about in month? Okay. This you can't give me.
Why
what about money time?
Why don't we go
it's
to 20?
Nuance. Let's what go about to 20, when they happen?
Right. Let's
when
go to 2022.
Happen. Talk about when they happened if you're going to play this card. You
in,
don't 20, know.
In 2022.
In crunch time.
Garoppolo had 16 touchdowns, four picks.
So why'd they get rid of him?
There you go.
Why'd they get rid
My
of him?
My point is stop saying like Purdy is like. Stop saying Jimmy Garoppolo stinks and Purdy's great.
But a lot of
they're
that
very comparable.
Time.
They're comparable. Jimmy Garoppolo got to a Super Bowl. I don't
and
believe
an NFC Championship.
So
game.
Brock Purdy's more clutch than Garoppolo. I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm the one that said that their resume are similar. Lost Super Bowl that they both had a 2-point
right,
lead.
But when we say,
"Oh,
Jimmy Garoppolo, oh no, throws," it makes we've always made it sound like, "Well, Jimmy throws more interceptions than other quarterbacks." No, he doesn't.
Well,
he doesn't.
Not, to me, it's not more. It's when it's hat when the money's on the line when they don't win.
Well, they won a lot of games.
They did
with Jimmy Garoppolo when they were playing important games. Yeah. So I don't
and
know how much of a choke artist
too. They
he
got up
been.
Off of him too.
Right, because he was hurt.
So don't front and act like you
He's
were
hurt.
A big Jimmy fan.
I'm not.
He
I wasn't a Jimmy
in
fan.
Big time.
He didn't choke. He didn't
well,
choke.
To you, you don't even like hearing the
You're
word.
Right.
And you played sports.
You're right, but you never say Brock Purdy choked. Never.
Well,
you never throw a pick eight.
What's a pick eight?
Exactly. Jimmy Garoppolo came up with it. Remember when he stepped through the back of the end zone
yeah.
and threw a pick six?
Orlowski.
Right, he saved us 6 points, didn't he?
Pick eight.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy. It's just people think that these guys are don't make mistakes. Every quarterback makes mistakes. Thank you, sir. Oh, 925. Steiny, finally some logic. They're basically the same player. The only difference is Jimmy runs in circles, Brock runs to trouble. Well, I don't know what that means. But you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. So what's the takeaway from last night? With Brock Purdy.
Hello. Oh, that was on there. It's not. The takeaway is, to me.
You want me to take a call? I'll take a call if you want.
Why? What happened?
Well, if you want to, you know, I can take a call.
No, I'm doing a radio.
If you want to have another conversation with somebody, I can take a call.
Go ahead, baby. Oh, man. You are something else.
People just like fading Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I'm the one that you got mad at when I said I'd give him an A-minus for what he's done here. Remember that?
Well, that was because all year you were talking about how he stunk, and then at the very end of the year, you're like, no, he's pretty good.
Oh, I need an Excedrin. Oh, my God, dude. You're liar pants on fire today.
A couple of Warrior updates for you.
This ought to be good.
Nick Friedell saying that Jonathan Kuminga is out for Wednesday's game. That's per Kerr against the Houston Rockets. And then Anthony Slater of ESPN said he saw Jonathan walking out of the locker room against Utah and asked when he'd be back, and Jonathan responded soon.
Man, if Dibs gets this victory lap, and I got to be careful here, but he just talked about, you know, the timing of this injury. But why did I read he had failed to even give an update?
Because he told Friedell to pound sand.
Wow,
when he answered Slater.
Nicky, we love you, baby, man.
Oh my God, you want to talk about an Excedrin? I am so sick of talking so much about somebody who means so little. It's driving me crazy with Kuminga.
But that's where you're going wrong.
He's an eighth man.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He should be. He could be starting or a sixth man at minimum.
You know what? I'm going to do it. Shut up.
You ain't talking to me.
Yes, I am.
I just said you ain't talking to me.
Jonathan Kuminga. Oh, my God. If I could get back all the time I spent talking about a ninth man, you know what? I could go on like a three-week binge right now.
We'll do it.
Kuminga. He's not in this one anymore.
Well, you need him.
No, you don't.
You are athletically challenged.
They need him last night.
That was Utah. Sit down.
Yep.
That was Utah.
Jeez.
They needed him Friday.
You know what? I wish I had the supporting cast that Jonathan Kuminga had at a time in my life when I'd accomplished nothing. I wish I would have had the support Kuminga had.
He got paid, Donnie. So he's getting 25.
Exactly.
He accomplished something.
Please.
Just a hair late on him.
I just wonder where Jimmy's at, if he's taking him under his wing.
Oh, yeah, that's
article we read last week by Slater. And again, I'm not saying he's not hurt. It's just like, dude.
We'll be fine.
I'm in. You're missing an opportunity, or is he mad? Kuminga.
He's hurt. He's hurt. Oh, my God.
I'm with you. He like cats. Yeah. Give me the Vern.
They need him. They need him.
Oh, bro, you ain't been one. That's Donnie. I'm just saying, man. He lights your fire, your furnace.
Kuminga does nothing for me.
We're listening.
It's the fans that drive me crazy. It's the I know what Kuminga's game is.
We're
trying
to win games.
I know exactly who he is.
We need his services.
You
think I don't?
No,
you don't. You ain't been watching, and I know you have. They need his services.
Hey, Goo, ask me why they went 23-8 last year after Butler got here.
Why'd they go?
Because Kuminga wasn't playing. That's why.
Then why'd they give him 25 M's?
Because they have to keep him. No Kuminga.
Well, you just spent the last 10 minutes
because
talking about
it. You got to say he's out.
Passion,
like,
dude,
that
listen
matters.
To that passion.
Like, it really matters if he's out tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, mouth. You didn't have to respond to it. This is from Ryan Aloy.
He
donated $5 to say the takeaway from last night's game.
Yes.
Since you asked the question
that
you didn't respond to,
the takeaway
is that the Niners are closer to looking for another quarterback than winning a sixth Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. See, now that's good. That's provocative.
Yeah.
Who was that? Aloy?
Yeah.
Ryan Aloy.
Aloy. I like it. Matt Oakland never want to hear Kuminga's name again.
I can't be mad at a guy for getting hurt, but it's like, brother, you missed 30-something games last year. You come out, first five games, everybody's singing your praises, and I get you got knee tendonitis, but I'm going to put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo. I was at the game Friday. Like Dibs' assessment about, is he really hurt? Just the fact that you're even thinking of that makes this thing crazy and toxic.
He's hurt.
No doubt.
Let's go to Dre and Lamore.
Our man.
He needs Guru to relax.
Or Steiny to relax, not me,
he
Dre.
He says everyone, but he means you.
Oh, okay. Please. What up, Dre?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your family, man.
Back at you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you guys are good fathers and good family, man. You know, sports, family's what counts, brother, you know. So anyways, I listened to a couple callers.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some guy said that Purdy was fool's gold. He knew it from day one. That guy sounded like a fool to me. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Purdy had a bad game yesterday, okay? His timing was off. He could have had a few more interceptions, but one of those interceptions was a damn good interception by a DB who wasn't covering anybody and played safety and went over on that overthrown pass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, comparing Purdy to Jimmy, Jimmy does have on those throws. And I'm not comparing Purdy to Joe Montana, but you're right about one thing, Steiny. A lot of DBs drop passes. Joe Montana, a lot of people love to say he never had an interception in a Super Bowl. Everybody knows he threw that interception to Billups in Billups' hands.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I remember that. I remember that. That was long before he got arraigned as the head coach of the Blazers, but I remember that Billups play.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is everybody needs to chill, act.
Mm-hmm.
This 49er team, Steiny, you're saying they better make the playoffs. Hey, man, we got a hospital squad.
Not
when
an offense.
Started, I said we should have 10 to 11 wins, even with the schedule.
Right.
Now, when we played the Rams, let's say Stafford has been out most of the year. Okay, so you're saying Ayuk don't count. Okay, so we're saying Puka is good. Puka is still good for them. But Davante Adams is out. Pearsall, their number one defensive end is out. They don't have an all-pro linebacker, but their linebacker's out. Their other defensive is out. Do you think the Rams have the same record they have right now, or any Green Bay or any other team in the same situation? And another question, do I take Purdy over Dak Prescott? Every damn day of the week. 8 days a week, 35 days a month.
Thanks, Dre. We love you.
Well, he's done more than Dak.
So I think what he means when he says chillax.
He cannot be that guy.
Well, that's part of it. I'm trying to figure it out. Maybe it's, you know, I'll come out and I'll say, you know, Niners won last night 20-9. You know, Purdy really struggled in that first half. He had three picks. 49ers were able to overcome that, though, and they win 20-9. And then you say, well, Steiny, what if he throws three next game? And this can't be who he is. And what if he throws two? I think people say it's just one bad game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it you know, doesn't have to be more than that. Well, now you seem to...
Well, that's not how winners started.
What do you mean?
We've never seen him do this, Brock Purdy. And, you know, I mean, nobody's looking at the Panthers like they're the Rams. So it was just shocking. And for it to happen in, in one half was alarming. But the bottom line, and what people don't want to admit, is this is recency bias because another quarterback was moving and grooving with this team. He went to the bench. It was the right move. I understood it. I didn't think nothing was popping. And for him to throw three interceptions in a half, I get that people are like, huh, what was behind door number two might be better than what's behind door number Purdy. And that's where we're at. But but Kyle's not feeling that way. And that's all that matters.
Well, I mean, I would say that we have seen Purdy do this before, and that was against on Christmas a couple years back against Baltimore. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got crossover coming up in about 30 minutes with Willard and Dibs. Both those guys stick. Did you see Willard last night?
No, they were at the Laughing Monk, and then it was.
But Willard was at the game.
Yeah, but I didn't see him. I was watching the game. I didn't see Shasky text me where he's at, but it's hard to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Where were your seats?
233. Good. Club seats.
Where? Yeah. What yard line?
I was up behind like the Niner bench.
Nice.
Bench.
Good seats?
But yeah, good seats. Great seats.
And those are 49 of Frankie's season ticket season tickets?
No, my guy Sergeant hooked me up.
Is 49 Frankie's season ticket holder?
Yeah.
But he just goes. He usually goes with his daughter, right?
Yeah, and they got not all eight games, so they...
No, they go in on a bunch
deal,
of guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never had seasons.
Did I almost hear Fitz? What is going on here? Oh, somebody just left my house. I'll check it at the break. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Well, that's not right.
That's my quarterback.
Today, let me tell you what we're sponsored by right now. Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
Don't talk about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.